opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
There's a difference between Vientos taking a step back, which I did honestly expect,
right,
versus Vientos falling off a cliff and then being on the injured list. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a far fall off. And I remember saying this back in March about both the Mets and the Yankees, which was, hey, when you think back to 2024 and why they had success, a big part of why they had success is there were young players who stepped up in a big way.
100%.
In the Yankees' case, it was Austin Wells and Luis Gil. And in the Mets' case, it wasn't just a veteran like Iglesias having a great year. It was Mark Vientos.
Right.
Well, as we sit here in late June of 2025, specifically looking at the New York Mets, they have gotten nothing out of their young players. Mm-hmm. And that is a massive disappointment. It starts with Vientos going backwards. It continues with Beatty, who gives us a little bit of a sign of life, but mostly has underperformed. It continues with Ronnie Mauricio, who has done nothing. It continued before that with Luis Angel Acuña, who when given the opportunity didn't hit. They have gotten nothing out of their young players.
Yeah, and Alvarez, so, too, you didn't mention.
Thank you. That's right. A big one. That's, in fact, that may be the biggest one.
Of course it is.
Francisco Alvarez.
He thought he was a cog.
You're right. So, when you add all that together, as we diagnose why this offense hasn't been what I thought, maybe some Met fans thought, that's your answer. But now that we've diagnosed it, you sit here on June 24th and say, okay, how's it going to change? Because the one thing that's tough to rely on is winning games 3-2 and 4-3.
Mm-hmm.
Because while the pitching can stabilize, and I think it will, with Sean Manaea coming back, and we'll see about Frankie Montas tonight, it's tough to pitch to the level they pitched over the first few months of the season. So they have to hit. And here's the thing about the big four. Because I heard Sal earlier, and he even said it to me as we were coming on the air. He's like, oh, you're going to kill your boy Pete? Look, Pete Alonso hasn't hit. If you want me to kill him by saying over this 10-game stretch, he's hitting 205 with a home run and a 570 OPS, I'll do it. Those are the numbers, and those numbers suck. And last night he was 0-4. But it's unrealistic to have expected Pete or anybody to carry the offense all year. He had a great start to the year. He is struggling now in June. Will he eventually have to heat up? Absolutely.
Right.
But right now, it's also the fact that 5-9 does nothing. That's a big part of it. So I understand that there are going to be ebbs and flows of a season where Alonso struggles, where Lindor struggles. Lindor did nothing in Atlanta. He went 0-11.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have to, and we all have to understand that even the best players are going to go through rough stretches. That's the ebbs and flows of a season. But you have to overcome it with other guys stepping up. And over that same stretch where Pete has done nothing and the Mets have gone 1-9, I just gave you the numbers of 5-9. McNeil, 152. Terenz, 158. Beatty, 167. Mauricio, 154. Taylor, 167. Jared Young, 118. Bro!
It's unfathomable.
That's unfathomable. So, yes, I'd love for Pete to get hot again, and they're going to need him to get hot again.
They need
Lindor to get hot again, of course. But they need some guys outside of the front four to perform.
Right. It doesn't matter. Even if those guys are performing, they can't do it on their own. It is ultimately a team sport. And while I realized it was bad, I didn't realize it was that bad.
You like those numbers?
No, I hate those
numbers. Well, you hate those numbers, but you like that I supplied them for you, right?
Yes.
The only guy, and these are the numbers through the 10-game stretch where they're 1-9. there are really three players in this lineup that are performing. Number one is Juan Soto. And here's the juxtaposition we have with Juan Soto. Juan Soto hit a home run that brought the Mets off their death mat last night. And then, yes, when he comes up in the eighth inning with two on and two out, I believed in my stomach, this is his moment. I did. I wasn't negative, Evan. I was positive, Tommy. I believe that Juan Soto was going to bank a three-run home run off a sign in deep right field. And he struck out.
Right.
And I can't kill him for it because that's baseball. And Dylan Lee threw a hell of a 3-2 slider, and Juan Soto over this stretch has a 1,000 OPS. So it would be unrealistic and unfair for me to just bash Juan Soto. But the only guys who are hitting are Juan Soto, Brandon Nimmo, and a little bit of Starling Marte. Outside of that, nobody's hitting. And some of it, like Lindor and Alonso, are the ebbs and flows of the season. But 5-9, I don't know how that's going to change. And that's why my hazard flag is at yellow, which means it's not full-blown panic, even if my voice sounds like it's shaking right now. It's a yellow uh-oh. It's a yellow uh-oh.
Something's not quite right.
Where's your flag?
For the Mets?
Are you at red?
Of course I'm at red. They've lost nine of...
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
10.
You were red?
9 of 10, and they're getting punked by the Braves. Again, this feels like a story that we were telling 3 years ago that you were supposed to be passed after you get to the NLCS and your team is remade and Steve Cohen takes on a different mentality as opposed to going and getting these old you know starters to try to just power you through and get that elusive championship. It's a different mentality. It's a different president and David Stearns. And yet the same you-know-what is happening. Mm. So, yes, I'm on a red if I was a Met fan.
You're at a red.
You have to be. You've lost 9 out of 10.
I'm at a yellow. Yeah, I thought I'm being realistic. I thought I'm being calm.
You are being realistic, but I think the reality is it's much more red than it is yellow.
You think Tommy's going to surprise us and be at red right now?
No, Tommy's positive, Tommy. Negative Tommy's dead.
Okay.
Well, except for in Bad Tiki's world, but negative Tommy's dead.
So that means you're not even at a yellow flag, Tommy. You're at a green, calm, the waters are perfect. Jump on in.
There are no sharks. There aren't even any jellyfish in the water. Feel free to run in there. There are no hazard flags up at my beach.
I kind of hate both of you right now.
Why?
Because
we're at the extremes.
Yeah, like,
and you're being reasonable and you hate being reasonable.
I'm the reasonable Met fan. I'm the regular Joe who's sitting here saying, hey, here's what I'm concerned about. I'm not fully panicking. And I got the two devils on my shoulder.
Look, you know what did it for me?
What?
Carlos Mendoza.
Why? Because he called guys out?
Yes, because no, you don't do that. You don't do
that. Nah, but he's always been honest. He's honest about what's going on.
He's been honest, but you don't do that. This we're not at the All-Star break, Evan, and he's calling his guys out. Now, what happens if they don't respond? What, are you going to call him out again?
Yeah.
Hey, you already did that. Didn't work the first time. Why do you think it's going to work the second time?
If they don't respond, then the season's going to spiral out of control.
Exactly.
Because then a 10-game stretch turns into a 20-game stretch.
You've set up the spiral. That's the problem. You've already set up the spiral.
I don't know if I agree with that.
We'll see.
But I don't like the fact that I got the two devils on my shoulder. I got Tiki, who I think is ultra red and negative right now. Like, the sky's about to fall. And then I got Tommy, who's like, nothing to see here. He's like Baghdad Bob. Like, what are you talking about? We didn't get bombed.
Well, we
there may be fire behind me, but you don't see that, do you?
We don't have to break down every single loss, but let's just go with last night. Schmackabacher always pitches well against the Mets.
What'd you call him?
Schmackalocker. He pitches seven innings against the Mets every single time, so you go into those games knowing he's going to bring it. Acuna is the best player in baseball right now. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you got to look over at the other side and go, the Braves' record is misleading.
Stop right there. Here's where I disagree with you, okay? Where I'm going to give you a little bit in this, and then I'm going to fight you.
Okay.
Not fight you as a friend. Paul Blackburn last night puts the leadoff man on in the first inning, the leadoff man on in the second inning, mm-hmm. the leadoff man in mm-hmm. the third inning, and somehow escapes with a 4 2/3, 3-run performance. Not good, but also not a disaster, right?
Right.
Yeah. And the Met bullpen somehow does a great job making the big pitch when they have to keep them in the game. Soto, one big swing, despite doing nothing against Schwellenbach. They're in the game 3-2, and they've got...
Oh, that's how you say his name.
Schwellenbach, yes. I needed to at least say it, right? So now you've got Schwellenbach out of the game. And you've got your guys up, top of the order, against Raisel Iglesias, who lost his closer's job with a 6 ERA, and then eventually Dylan Lee. You're in the Brave bullpen. One guy who lost his closer's job, and another guy in Dylan Lee, who we're not confusing with Billy Wagner in his prime.
Nobody's pitched great.
With some 2 ERA, though.
He's been fine. Right. I get it. In that spot, you win the game. Like, I get the Blackburn stuff. I get the Schwellenbach stuff. In the eighth inning on, like, the ninth inning actually bothered me more than the eighth inning. Soto strikes out. Okay, he's human. How about in the ninth inning against Dylan Lee? You have Pete Alonso, who looked like he had never seen a slider before, striking out on four pitches. You had Jeff McNeil attacking the first pitch. Did I hate that? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I just won't admit that right now.
Sean.
And then you had Tyrone Taylor grounded out. Like, that moment, the last two innings of this game, don't give me Schwellenbach. Don't give me Blackburn. Win the game in your own building.
Right, and it's what they did a year ago.
Yes. Spin that, Johnny.
I'll give you the positive, Tommy, spin. At this point last season, what was the Mets'
don't
biggest...
Do that.
I don't even want to say it in light of all the injuries.
Don't
what was their
that.
Biggest issue last year, the Mets?
The biggest... I don't
the
remember.
Bullpen.
It was the bullpen. Thank you, Tiki. And I would say at this point, the biggest issue for the Mets is hitting with runners in scoring position. Positive Tommy believes that's going to turn.
Okay, but here's
the
problem.
They're going to start getting the big hits.
Here's the problem. I said that all year. All year I said, hey, mm-hmm. you know, you keep getting traffic on the base paths.
Right.
Eventually you will come through. Even the Yankees, when we get to them later, the Yankees were 0-12 last night. If you continue to give yourself opportunities, you will come through. You know how many runners in scoring position opportunities the Mets have had the last two games? 4 in the last two games. The problem hasn't been just lack of clutch hitting. The problem is they're not hitting. And 5-9, I don't know how that's changing in a dramatic way. That's what's deeply concerning, or at least yellow flag concerning about this
offense. You have to, if you're David Stearns, you have to see if any one of these kids are going to hit, whether it's going to be Beatty, if you bring Alvarez back up, Mauricio, Vientos when he gets back, and if they don't, guess what? You got to make trades, right? Don't you have to bring in veteran bats? Don't you have to give depth to this lineup? You have about a month before the deadline, so I feel like you have two bites at the apple there. Either 1, 2, 3 of these kids are going to start to hit, or you have to start making moves because this team is a playoff team. They have to be aggressive if they're not getting hits from the bottom of the order.
We'll get to your calls coming up. I am at the yellow flag of my concern is rising. Tiki is panicking. And Tommy says, what are you talking about? It's not 105 degrees outside today. It's 75 and sunny.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.